Going back to conspiracies and their attraction, courtesy of CNN, let's go down the rabbit hole, which, even though it's quick and it's truly sad and maddening at the same time, the rabbit hole that some people, especially among Trump supporters, believe is actually reality versus conspiracy.
What were your thoughts on the violent insurrection incited by Trump at the Capitol?
Oh my God, that's all such a lie. That was all the left. We have all the proof. There's tons of proof.
January 6th was a plan that was pre-planned by the Democrats.
I knew that it was pre-organized by Antifa.
What did you think of what happened on the 6th?
On the 6th?
6th of January, the violent insurrection. What did you think of that?
That's what you guys call it, the insurrection?
What would you call it?
Well, I call it a movement by the communists to make it look like Trumpers did it. That's what I call it.
So many Trump supporters arrested at it.
Well, that's what you guys say. I don't believe that. You prove it to me.
I mean, there's all the indictments.
I mean, whatever you guys say, I don't believe any of it.
Right.
To tell you the truth.
These Trump supporters are in denial about what happened on January 6th, and some believe in QAnon.
What's going to happen at some point is there'll be arrests, and that'll include a lot of the line media, and then there'll be military tribunals.
But hasn't happened? They keep saying that for years, and
no,
it's not happened.
It hasn't been years. It's been years.
It's been since 2017. It's been years,
believe
though.
Me, we're taking it. This is a 6,000-year-old death cult.
Right.
You can't take it down that quick.
I understand you're a very passionate Trump supporter, right? But
yes.
you surely can admit that the people who stormed the Capitol were Trump supporters.
No, I definitely cannot. In fact, you're talking to the right person, because I can send you tons of footage that shows that that was all the left dressed up, the Antifa, the BLM, dressed up as Trump supporters.
Come on. Everybody keeps saying Trump has a plan, he has a plan. When he lost the election, they said he has a plan. He's still going to stay up.
Trump didn't lose the election, sir.
But he did.
Trump did not lose the election. And that's where we differ.
Right.
And that's where I believe the information that Mike Lindell has put out.
The pillow guy.
Of all of the abuse, corruption, stealing.
So you trust a man more who sells pillows than the Republican officials in Georgia?
Oh, absolutely.
But you realize that sounds
let me
crazy.
Just tell you that the people in Georgia are sick.
And while most of the world looks on in horror at a deadly military coup in Myanmar, that's exactly what these Trump supporters hope to see happen here in the United States of America.
This whole thing with Biden is just, he's like a puppet president. The military is in charge. It's going to be like Myanmar. What's happening in Myanmar? The military is doing their own investigation. And at the right time, they're going to be restoring the republic with Trump as president.
What's going
in
on
different
in
country.
Myanmar right now? The government took over and they're redoing the election.
Would you like to see it happen?
Absolutely.
I would like to see it
really?
Happen. Really? Yes.
You know why? Because the election was stolen from us.
Wow. It's, you know what's scary? It's scary just how that just flies out of the mouths. No pause, no time to think things through, contemplate the grand scheme of things. It just vroom right out.